Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marcy Hashemi. Well, despite 3 years of insurgency, terrorism and destruction, Syrians seem to have their sights on a brighter future. Another major victory for the Syrian army has taken place with an Iran-negotiated deal, seeing insurgents leaving the old city of Homs and the Syrian government regaining full control of the area. Thousands of residents return to Homs and sights are on the upcoming presidential election due to take place next month. Syrians say they will rebuild their country and turn the ashes of the ruins left behind by insurgents into aspirations for a better future.
Homs, the third largest city in Syria and a major industrial center. Tranquility has returned to the western city after the Syrian army retook it from foreign-backed insurgents. Now residents are again able to live a peaceful life in Homs following the withdrawal of the insurgents.
We fled 2 years ago. We have been dreaming of this day. The sights we've seen were painful. The houses are in very bad condition, but they will always be our homes.
The insurgents once called Homs the capital of their so-called revolution. Now they lifted under a deal with the government, which also saw the lifting of the militant siege on two Shia towns in northern Syria. It's the first time that the militants have left a stronghold following an accord with the government since the crisis broke out in Syria more than 3 years ago. The Homs evacuation deal was brokered by Iran and Russia and facilitated by the United Nations. Many have described the landmark deal as a great win for Tehran. The militants' pullout from Homs is the latest achievement by President Bashar al-Assad's government in its battle against the insurgents. In the past months, government forces have gained control of key cities and areas which the militants had used to smuggle weapons and forces into and out of Syria. The Syrian military gains come as the insurgents have continued to receive arms and funds from their foreign backers, namely the U.S. and some other Western states, as well as Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. They've even provided the militants with sophisticated weapons and training. Last month, the militants said they received 20 U.S.-made TOW anti-tank missiles from a Western source. Meanwhile, on the political arena, Damascus has introduced a series of constitutional reforms, including a multi-candidate presidential election next month. Assad's opponents and their Western backers have dismissed the election with the EU and U.S., labeling it as a parody of democracy. The West's dismissal of Syria's upcoming vote is in clear contradiction to its previous push for regime change and subsequent elections in the Arab country. Regardless of the purpose of West and its regional allies, it's Syrians who will make the final decisions on their future as they will go to the presidential polls on the 3rd of June. Since the very beginning of the crisis in Syria, countries like Iran and Russia have maintained that only Syrians have the right to decide their fate, an opportunity they've been denied for more than 3 years now as the Syrian cities turned into the scene of clashes with the foreign-backed insurgents.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the debate, Mr. Ebrahim Mousavi, out of Beirut, political commentator. And out of London, journalist and Middle East analyst, Mr. Sharif Hikmat Nashashibi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's start this off in London with Mr. Nashashibi. How significant do you think the departure of the insurgents from Homs is in the overall battle between them and the Syrian government?
Well, it's certainly significant. As the report said, Homs was called the capital of the revolution. So it's significant not just in terms of the battlefield, but it's also significant in the sense that this was a negotiated deal, and it's not the only deal that has taken place in various parts of Syria. So it shows that negotiations are possible between the warring sides and their foreign backers. Unfortunately, this kind of negotiating success only seems to be taking place on the military front and unfortunately not on the diplomatic front. But it shows that the two sides, despite the rhetoric, are able to negotiate and to do so with success. And this has been a quite a wide-ranging deal in terms of the details.
Well, Mr. Mousavi, what does the Iran negotiated agreement for the insurgents to exit Homs say about Tehran's role in possibly negotiating a final peace deal?
Well, this would usher in a new era, I mean, in the kind of actions that are taking place in Syria. I believe after the finalization of this deal, which was mediated by Russia and Iran and facilitated by many other parts, especially the United Nations, on the logistics, we have to understand that the door has been opened very wide in order to see other kind of deals taking place in other cities as well. Now, we have to understand one very simple thing, that this deal wouldn't have been able to reach to be reached to without the military defeat that has been dealt to the insurgents and to the military groups in Homs. Had they had any opportunity to continue fighting the official forces, they wouldn't have surrendered or accepted this kind of negotiation, this kind of deal. The thing is that I'm not in a position to say that we want to see the fighting continuing there. I believe it would be time for all the groups, for all the parties to come and negotiate and to be convinced fully that only a political solution is capable of bringing an end to the Syrian crisis. Let's hope that this would be an opening way for similar deals, big deals that would, like, for example, bring peace and protection and safety to the different cities in Syria as well.
Well, Mr. Nashashibi, you made a point that we actually saw the negotiation as this deal reached on the war front, but having problems politically reaching any kind of agreement. Why do you think that is the case? Usually it is actually on the political side of things that it's easier to reach an agreement than actually the front itself. Why do you think we're seeing a twist of things happening in Syria?
Because these individual deals, they are targeted at specific geographic locations and battlefields in Syria. So in that sense, it's easier for both sides to come to these deals because they don't have necessarily wide-ranging results. A political solution is supposed to be a final, lasting result for the country. And that's why it's so difficult, because it does naturally require much greater steps. It's much more complicated and much more wide-ranging, so much harder to achieve than localized deals within various geographies in Syria.
Okay, well, Mr. Mousavi, the Syrian presidential election is set for next month. Do you think the successful holding of this election and mass participation by the Syrian people will go towards bringing an end to this crisis?
Well, I mean, this would be another step. Let's understand something here, and let's admit one very important issue. It's right that if we are going to see any kind of political solution, we would want to see wide-ranging issues happening. And this is just like what Mr. Nashashibi said. This is a very complicated issue. This would encompass and involve many players in the inside Syria and in the regional and in the international level. Still, up till now, there are regional forces who would have the ambition that they can overthrow the government and President Bashar al-Assad. So they continue to funnel arms and to ammunition and all kinds of support to the insurgents. This is one thing. The other thing that we have to understand is that when we talk about the presidential elections, this does not necessarily mean that this is going to bring an end to the ongoing crisis. At one point, this might add more fuel to it, because those who have started this, they don't want to see Bashar al-Assad continue to be in his position. So they might, if you want, intensify or escalate this.